Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Today is October 14th, 2021, and we are broadcasting live on the Healing Hour. I am your host, Elisha Cooper, and with me is our co-host, Dr. William Christmas. And this evening, our guest is no stranger to the Healing Hour. Matter of fact, he was here before we were.
In the beginning,
God. I believe the show is definitely going to be fun. So let us welcome back Reverend Arthur Burgess III. How are you, sir?
All right. How are you? I miss y'all, for real. What's going on?
No, you don't. But, I mean.
Dad, we didn't get a minute in. We got, like, you can't start trouble now.
So today. Today's theme is on the other side of the desk. We know that you were used to being the host, so today you are the interviewee. So, but those who are listening, you can feel free to tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom, or of course at any time you can listen via phone. 319-527-6091. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, words of encouragement during the show, you can press 1. We do want to read our scripture for today, which is going to come from Psalms 46. We're going to ask Dr. Christmas if he would read our scripture in his preacher voice.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. Psalm 46, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. Just at the break of dawn, the nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear into two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Here's my favorite verse. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Amen.
Amen. God, we just thank you for this time. We thank you for this show. Lord, we ask that although this show be entertaining, that it also be an encouragement, it also be healing, and it also would just allow someone to see you, even in transition and different things that we are experiencing at this time. God, we thank you so much for everything that you're doing in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Reverend Art.
Wow, y'all got like a whole system and everything. This is so dope. Like, I didn't even have to introduce nobody. Like, y'all had like your own format set up. This is crazy. Then Dr. Bishop Overseer Christmas gave us a dissertation word from the Almighty. Man, yo, this is so dope. Okay, all right, let's stay on topic. I'm a guest, so you do your thing. How this going
to
go?
It's always good to be encouraged by someone who did it before you and to hear that you're doing a good job. I would say that means you taught me well, but
I'll take it. I will take it. I'll take any compliment I can get right now. I'm all right. Thank you. I'm overwhelmed.
So listen, you know, you're doing your thing now. You have, you know, you had your reasons for handing over the show, and you're doing some different things in your life right now. How about you talk to us about that?
Wow. Let's see. Where do I start? When we were doing the show, you know, I was setting you up for your own show. I was definitely coasting you along for your own show. Not mine, but I was definitely coasting you along for your own show, like getting you warmed up to having your own thing. And I had a couple issues that happened. My grandfather, we have a family business. I have a family business. I've been running this family business. My family has owned their own business for 40 years. And unfortunately, my grandfather was robbed twice. So at gunpoint, you know, for thousands of dollars. And, you know, it was so bad to the point where, you know, I had to take over the company and we had to make a lot of adjustments. But that was one thing. Then all of a sudden, ministry got heavy. My latest project was Philadelphia Christian Fashion Week, which is a fashion house for faith-based companies. So people who are artists, you know, who are designers, who modeling, photographers. It is a house for those who believe in Christ and have businesses inside the arts. So we did our first fashion week, which was September the 30th through October the 3rd. And it was a hugely successful project. 4 days of events. On the 30th, September the 30th, we did a give back boutique where we were at the Discovery Center right across from Smith's Playground. We rented out the building. We made the hall there look like a mall, like a shopping mall, like a real boutique. And we gave away clothing for those who are less fortunate and homeless. We were able to provide brand new clothing to five different shelters in the city. We had our praise night. Of course, I had to preach it. I was trying to pass the buck off to somebody else, and my partner Jeremiah was like, "Nah, you preaching that." So we had a packed house just for that event. It was huge. It was hosted by my brother Chester Davis. Joyful Noise Praise Team was there. My man Junior from Sunday's Best Song. We had a choir from Southwest Baptist, First African Baptist Church was there. Then another good friend of mine. I mean, we had a huge, huge turnout for that. And then the next day, that morning, I had to get up at 7:30 in the morning, and we did prayer in the park right in front of the Please Touch Museum. We prayed. We had a lot of people out there just praying. Jersey, Baltimore, Houston, Texas, Delaware, the whole DMV. You know, we all represented so many different areas, and we were out in the community praying. I was trying to shut up and chill. Didn't turn out that way. And, you know, God just blessed us. And then the fashion show, we did the fashion show on the 3rd. 300-plus people came out. We were completely sold out. 8 different designers, all believing in Christ, all representing Christ in their brand. Live band, live DJ. It was ridiculous. And people got a chance to see that Christ can be ministered even in fashion. And Yo, when I tell you, like, souls were getting saved at a fashion show, like, people were getting hands laid at a fashion show, it was ridiculous. So God just blessed us for a whole entire week. It was amazing. And then now we're right back in the position to work on the next thing. So that's what I've been doing. That's a lot, right?
That is a lot. I'll mess with you because you always want to say, you ain't mean for me to take over your show. You handed it off like, you know, a runner in a relay race. You passed the baton.
Oh, for sure.
I
was out here.
And I'm trying to run the race my own style. Amen.
Oh, you're doing amazing. You're doing amazing. And Dr. Christmas is doing a great job.
I'm trying to, but listen, I'm going to ask this question because I found it in something you were saying and about the fashion week. You know, it makes me think of, you know, one thing that came to mind was discipleship, and uh-huh. I'll tell you why. It's because, you know, what a great avenue or a hook, as you would say, to go ahead and disciple others through that.
Mm-hmm.
And just some of the things that you were saying about, you know, we're praying and encouraging folks, you know, I like the idea of doing, you know, different things like that. Like, for instance, it's a way of evangelism. One of the things that it was funny because you were saying in the beginning, he said, wow, you got the guys got the same format. And I'm like, wait a minute, we forgot the evangelism part because, you know, that's what he normally does. But to hear your testimony about what you did is awesome because there are different methods on how we ought to reach everybody.
Whoa.
Mission is still the same. But a different message. And so, you know, I look at it like that in regards to the disciples. He tells us to go out, go ye therefore, and make disciples of all nations.
Right.
And what a way to be able to go ahead and to do that and to kind of use that particular hook, right? You know, I mean, I'm not a fisher. I don't know if you're a fisher, but what I understand with fishing, you know, you use different
you need a hook. You need bait.
To get different fish.
Right.
And what a way to be able to go ahead and to do that, you know. And so, you know, how does that make you feel to know that, you know, God has used you in that particular aspect, you know?
Wow. All right, so let's take it back to how I was always into fashion. I was a stylist. I was a fashion coordinator and trainer for 18 years. It was something that I did by profession. You know, it put food on the table and I had stopped for a while, like, because it just got real heavy. Like, the atmosphere, was not conducive to somebody like myself who is a minister who loves the Lord. And, the unfortunate part was I allowed the atmosphere to change me instead of me changing the atmosphere. So, you know, I just stopped for a minute. And then my brother Jeremiah, you know, he hit me up and he was like, yo, I got this clothing line coming up. Can you help me put it together, style it, get it ready for photo shoots? So I was like, nah, I don't feel like it. But he kept asking me. I eventually did it. And it took a lot for me to do it because it was something that I got away from. You know, it caused a lot of problems. It was very hard to really deal with. And, you know, like I said, you know, I allowed the atmosphere to change me. I didn't change the atmosphere. And he asked me, he said, yo, why don't we do a fashion show? And I'm like, no, we're not doing a fashion show. And it was one time where God really dealt with me. He was like, well, why are you not doing this? Well, because of this situation and that. I started naming things off. And, you know, God was like, well, why didn't you change it? Why aren't you doing something different? And he also showed me this in the Word. When Adam and Eve were removed from the garden, the first thing that God did was he made them clothes.
Lord have mercy.
So God himself was the very first fashion designer.
Oh, yeah?
And here's the crazy part, but he also showed me in the word. The only thing he put his hands, the first two things he put his hands on was man and clothing. Physically touched.
Yeah.
Was man in clothing. So we have literally given the world something that God created for us. Like we've called, you know, we've called it vanity. We've said it's the devil. We've given it to an entire community that doesn't have ownership of anything. And yet we as believers have not stood in a place that God created for us. And we do that with a lot of stuff, you know, but we particularly did it in the fashion industry because we didn't see ourselves in it. So God just gave me this vision to save souls through fashion, and it happened. Like, we have rehearsals and practices where we would pray and we would give a word. It's a word of encouragement before we even practice. And the next thing you know, we're in the presence of the Lord for an hour. Didn't even get to practice. You know, we would be, people got saved. Families were healed. There were people, there was a husband and wife couple ready to get divorced, ready to separate. And because they constantly came, they constantly got the word, they said their family was stronger. People were really healed and delivered. A woman who thought she couldn't have children ended up getting pregnant during the rehearsals.
Yeah.
So when I tell you lives got changed, it was an amazing experience. There were some people who couldn't stay there because the word of God was so strong. So we were responsible for over 50 souls. People were delivered from same-sex lifestyles because they kept coming. Because they kept coming. Children got saved and found out who they were in Christ. Not we talking about babies. We're talking about everybody from the age of 5 to 17. We're getting Christ. We're praying. We're with groups of kids who believe what they believe. Parents got saved because their kids were coming home talking about the word of God because of a fashion show practice. So it was a setup. It was a tool. You know, God said he's going to use the foolishness of preaching. He never told us what the pulpit was going to look like. So, it just happened, man. And now, it's like, where do we go next? And, the vision is, God gave me the vision, and we just going to carry it out.
I've always had a hidden, liking or interest with fashion. I remember, when I was younger. My mom used to always go ahead and used to put me and my brother in those pageants. You know, those pageants where they go ahead and, they wear different clothes with their suits and stuff like that. And me and my brother was talking about that, a few weeks ago, as my mom was showing us pictures when we had our trophies and everything. And so we was just saying how we've come, how fashion has changed over the years, even with church. You look at how, I pastor a very traditional Baptist church, and you look at how some of the senior saints, seasoned saints rather, would go ahead and dress with the big old hats and the three-piece suits and some of the old school male singers would come in with the long three-quarter inches of the trench coat.
Right.
And then you have you know, got a place where, you know, you went and you dressed up for church. Like, you dressed up. You had a three-piece suit on. You had your tie. You know, you made sure your shoes were tied. Your shirt was pressed off. And now you have this different age now with a lot of the millennials, you know, who come in with different, you know, types of things. Now they kind of come in with the jeans and the blazers. Some of them come in with, you know, jeans, or they come in with sweatsuits and stuff like that. What are your thoughts on those types of settings? And the reason why I'm asking is because sometimes, you know, what I like to do is during the summer month, I like to dress down where we don't have to go ahead and shirts and ties and big hats and all that stuff. But we can just go into KPD to preach in a pair of jeans and a nice polo shirt and maybe a blazer, just, you know, if I feel like it. But what are your thoughts when you think about the trend now from back then to now? What are your thoughts?
All right, so first of all, it's a funny story that when you're a minister or a pastor, you know, you don't have the same dress down. Dress down for you is a button up shirt and a pair of slacks or no tie on. you remember that? But a lot of people don't understand that getting dressed up for church is a historical concept. It's not a church thing. It's a history thing. We weren't allowed to go a lot of places. So getting dressed up for church was our way of expressing ourselves. It was our way of looking nice. Then the mentality came of come, when you come to church, you dress your best. You know, that was a philosophy term. But the truth is that when we were, you know, in the 30s and 40s, especially because I know that my family from the South, if you looked nice on a regular day, you had issues with the other race. People were actually, you know, mean, nasty things were done to people if they looked like they even had money or had something, you know, on a regular day, but they didn't mess with you on Sunday. Another thing is that the church adopted the philosophy of dressing your best, because the idea was, okay, you look good in front of the presence of God, not just inwardly, but outwardly. But that was a history thing. I believe that it's whatever floats your boat. Now, as somebody who grew up in traditional church and then, you know, later understood the concepts of this modern church, I grew up as a minister who wore suit and ties every week. That's how I grew up. I understand that. But I also know that this generation has changed. And if I go into a church that's non-traditional with my suit and tie, I am immediately going to be turned off. So I have to adapt to the setting of where I am. I don't think it's an issue. Matter of fact, the same Holy Spirit that works in the suit is the same Holy Spirit that works in a pair of jeans. There's no difference. And it's just cultural. Truthfully, it's black cultural, because white people don't get dressed up to go to church all the time. Like, if you go to, like, a mainstream church.
No, they don't. They would come in church with Crocs on. You understand? They would come with Crocs, a cowboy hat, you know.
Yeah.
And or some
boots.
Flip-flop. You know, I've had a preacher doc one time. You ain't going to believe it. Well, you probably will believe it. Came for Youth Sunday. He came in some Hawaiian shorts, long sandals, and a shirt that he just got from the Bahamas. But he preached.
I had to do services, you know, in, you know, other churches of different races. And, you know, the first thing I do is I say, what's the dress code? Or I do some homework. I do some homework of the church and find out where I'm going. Because, you know, you got to remember, Paul shaved his head to preach.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, if he understood he had to look the part of where he was, you know, we all should. And, you know, it's just a black thing. Even the concept of First Lady, the concept of the First Lady is a black thing. It's a cultural thing. It's not necessarily a Christian thing. So I'm all for it. However you get in the building, I believe that the word of God is going to flow through the guy with the three-poo suit on as well as the guy with the tattoo on his face. So,
amen.
You know what I mean? So we just got to be willing to catch it.
Amen. I'm with you on that because, you know, I was just sharing this with my folks yesterday that, you know, it's, you know, we have to do a holy heart check,
right.
You know, and look at the integrity of our heart, because, you know, we can look and dress the part on the outside, but on the inside it can be rotten. I mean, even Jesus described it as whitewashed tombs. You know, they looked very good. They was nice and clean, looked like it was all together. But if you really rolled back the stone, what would you really see? What would you smell? What would it look like? You know, devils come dressed in many ways, shapes, and forms. And just because you have a three-piece suit on and you got a hat on, or you got, you know, rhinestones and all that other stuff, doesn't mean that, you know, you might be saved, but you're not converted.
Right.
I'm going to say,
right.
I'm going to throw that out there.
Right. Right.
And so, you know, Jesus, you know, reminds us of that it's more so, you know, it's the inward sign of an outward grace and how we ought to be able to go ahead and honor God with our heart. And you are absolutely right. You know, it doesn't make me less of a pastor if I don't wear, you know, a robe, because some pastors now, you know, a lot of pastors don't wear robes. You know, they might wear a polo shirt, they might wear a T-shirt, they kind of, you know, do it depending on their, you know, on their particular church. But I think that's profound what you were saying in regards to, you know, the Holy Ghost is going to go ahead and move, whether if you have a three-piece suit on or if you have a T-shirt and some jeans on with some Tims, you know, but it's a matter of your heart. And as long as your heart is in the right place, because the Bible says that those that worship him shall worship in what? Spirit and in truth. And if you
don't
do those things, it don't matter what you wear to church.
Right.
It don't matter what you wear to Bible study at all. You know, if your heart is not right, then, you know.
And also, the Old Testament, y'all know I'm the Old Testament preacher.
Go ahead, Old Testament.
Where God said to Samuel, you know, you look at the outward appearance, but I look at the heart.
Right.
And it was, you know, it was the one person that didn't look the part that God actually, you know, anointed and had God in his heart. Now, I want to say this because I thought this was really dope. Y'all all had these T-shirts on that said, we can do all things through Christ, even fashion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of like had almost, I think all of y'all came out in those. I think I saw Tiana in one, and I think Jazza had on one.
Yeah, everybody had on one. That was our opening.
Yeah. And I thought that was dope because we don't think that we can do, you know, all things through Christ, even in a specific area that doesn't seem quote unquote in Christ.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not a fashion person. I can't tell you a whole lot about fashion. Matter of fact, sometimes I call my younger people and say, hey, listen, I got an affair coming up. These are the colors I'm wearing. What can you put together for me?
That's what's up.
You know, but sometimes you feel like you don't have anybody in Christendom that can honor the request that you have as far as clothing, as far as making sure you still look modest, even if you want to look like, you know, you're going out or, you know what I'm trying to say? Now, I want to ask, Even with that T-shirt and everything, who were your designers? Can you tell our
oh my God! All right,
our
so
guests, our listeners, who was able to do this for y'all?
All right, so one of our designers is a very famous designer. Her name is Kay Nicole. Kay Nicole is a trailblazer in fashion. Not only is she saved, her and her husband saved. Her designs were for plus size women, but they're for all women, but they were geared toward plus size women. She was asked to do London Fashion Week, and she turned it down. No, she was asked to do New York Fashion Week, but she turned it down because they wouldn't allow her to use plus-size models. So London called her and was like, well, you can do whatever you want here. And she literally changed the game because she said, well, if y'all aren't going to do it in the States, I'll go overseas. And, you know, we're talking about a woman of God who who just literally changed fashion because she wanted to make sure that all women had dope clothing. Not only that, her and her husband allowed us to use their facility because I said we weren't going to do anything until we had Revival. And I called the entire team. We called our friends and family. And we had a Revival inside of their studio, inside of their store. And that's how we started, the whole concept of Philadelphia Christian Fashion Week. And they opened up their doors completely for free. Now, I knew them because when she first started, she was a part of an event that I did years ago when she first started as a designer. So she was like, yo, you helped me get started. I owe you. So we've been rocking out. Her name is Kay Nicole, another designer. Her name is Shanilla Cox. Shanilla Cox is stylist for Sunday's Best. So her clients consist of Kirk Franklin, Donnie McClurkin, Kim Burrell. Like, these are her clients to this day. She put her first line out in our show, and she's been working for Sunday Best for years. She also has been a part of every fashion week possible overseas and everything. So she was a major part of what we did. A designer by the name of Priscilla Bowens. I know everybody in Philadelphia know who the Bowens family is. If you're a musician, you know who Paris Bowen is, and you know who Lawrence Bowen is. Paris Bowen is the writer for everything Ty Trippett, everything Israel Houghton. He's literally played for everybody in the music industry. And, because he passed away from COVID this year, unfortunately. As a songwriter and musician, one of the greatest keyboard players ever. We lost him to COVID this year. So we did a tribute to him through his sister's clothing. The fabric literally had pictures of his face inside of the fabric, designed and woven into the fabric. Priscilla Danielle was that designer. We did another designer. She actually is 16 years old. Her name is called Smart Aleck Clothing. Not only did she do clothing, she did accessories, like glasses that she designed, jewelry that she designed. This kid is an entrepreneur. I knew her ever since she was a baby, but she just is an entrepreneur. Her mom backs her. Her mom helps her sew with everything. This young lady is 16, and she has a styling bus where she drives around. You can get your hair done, your makeup done, get an outfit in one bus at 16.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? And her background, listen, like, this little girl, she knows struggle. Her father locked up ever since she was born. Her mom, barely trying to make it, trying to figure it out, always, trying to grind it out. a lot of struggle. But this girl means something out of herself at 16. And just a humble spirit. You know what I mean? Like we just saw the design for the bus today. We just saw the actual bus today. This little girl took one of them little, you know, mini school buses and turned it into a mobile boutique. We had another designer. His name is David. His collection was called Breaking Chains. It was denim with gold chains, and he told a story through his clothing about coming out of a same-sex lifestyle. Like, you know, and it was crazy because when I told him to get on board, he was like, I don't know if I'm ready for it. And he told me straight, he was like, listen, I'm glad I came, because I was struggling trying to figure out. I knew I didn't want this life, but I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to go or how to get help or how to get friends who would understand me. He said, I met my own community through this fashion. People who were like me, who came out, because we have a mutual friend, Jazza Hall, young brother who was in same-sex lifestyle and androgyny. So that means he dressed like a woman and came out of that lifestyle and now is married with children and loving God and preaching the gospel. So he said, I didn't know that that was possible, where I can find somebody, where I'll be loved. Because a lot of people who come out of that lifestyle, you know, the next struggle is, am I going to be lonely forever? Because don't nobody want to deal with a person like me. So he was able to see that there was a light after that. We were blessed. We were blessed with real designers who love the Lord. We had a young lady, FJ Apparel, who came from Baltimore to design with us. Young lady doing her thing in Baltimore, making it happen. And then the last designer we had is a company called Hustling Spirit. They've literally been around for 13 years. When Philadelphia, New Jersey were doing fashion weeks, they were the only fashion line repping their line for Christ. They're now in a store in every part of the U.S. as a Christian clothing line, the only one to do it. And you know, we've known each other for a very long time, and we actually gave them our Trailblazer Award. Because before there was all these other companies coming out repping Christ, they were the first to do it in a major way. So those were our designers, and we were blessed by all of them.
So let me ask you this. Do you ever think about having your own design or designing something or own brand, clothing brand?
Well, we did it with the We Can Do All Things Through Christ t-shirt with We Can Do All Things Through Christ hoodie. If you want to see the We Can Do All Things Through Christ Even Fashion t-shirt and hoodie, it's on our website, pfcweeks.com. I'll eventually get into a brand. Right now, I'm really loving the idea that I get to build other people's brand. And then through that, I'll use that gateway to build my own. But I'm enjoying, like, being a platform for people, who don't have the platform to, you know, get people out there. You know, our social media is huge. Our website is huge, you know, and it draws people in. So, you know, I love the fact that we get to promote a brand new company. The way I see it is this. There was a shoe that came out by an artist named Lil Nas X. It was called the Satan Nike. The shoe sold out. We're talking about 20,000 pairs sold out in 4 minutes. Mm.
Yeah, I remember.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I remember.
And this was, And it was, and it literally was a satanic shoe with different satanic writings on it, and a drop of human blood in every single shoe. And if they can do that, why is it that we aren't pushing brands that represent the kingdom? I mean, so I take it as a challenge and a responsibility to make sure that people know there are Christian companies out there that are dope, that are fly, that represent you and what you believe in. So, you know, that's my mission right now.
You know, I always looked at, real quick, I'm sorry, she looked at me like, oh, my God, I was saying something. But I looked at how what clothing was the design for. And even though when you talked about how God was the first seamstress, you know, clothing is symbolic, you know, spiritually, right, because it's a reminder that God will provide.
Right.
And even in the midst of us, you know, falling, God will still go ahead and, you know, provide for us. So clothing is very symbolic, because, you know, every time, you know, I look at my clothes, sometimes I look at them like, you know, I might say, man, I don't have nothing to wear. I know everybody has always I have nothing to wear. Well, you have.
I'm saying that right now.
Remind me, well, look at all of these things that are hanging up, all these polo shirts. You know, you have options.
Right.
I didn't have to even
give
you that, you know. But you right, have these. So, you know, I'm thankful now. I find myself being more thankful, saying thank you, Lord, you know, that you have provided for me. You have given me, you know, clothes to wear. Because as I'm going to work throughout the day, I see many different, you know, people who don't have, you know, what I have.
Right.
They don't have designer, you know, things. They don't have, you know, good shoes, and, you know, they might not even have a good suit to go ahead and wear. But I'm thankful as a reminder that God is still, you know, providing. So I'm going to let Elder Cooper, she asks her question.
Before we go to the call of salvation, my question to you, because I know you guys are already preparing for Fashion Week 2022, which is dope. Well, let me say it differently. Christian Fashion Week 2022. If there was someone who's listening, who's like, yo, that's a dope idea, how can I bring something like that to my city, or how can I become a part of something like that? What would they do, or how would they get in touch with you?
All right. So first of all, let's put it out there. We are not just staying in Philadelphia. We got a call from Houston. We got a call from Houston, Texas. And they serious. You know what I'm saying? So if we going to do it, you know, it's going to reach the masses. If you want to get in contact with us, it is PCF Weeks, the actual Weeks words spell out, .com. That's our website. And then also our Instagram, Philla Christian Fashion Week IG, Philadelphia Christian Fashion Week Facebook. You can reach us on all of those platforms. We respond right away, so you don't have to worry about somebody getting to you a week later. We are on it. And you can also email us at philachristianfashionweek@gmail.com. So we're all available. And then check out the website. The website is ridiculous. PCFweek.com. We have designers on there, videos that we've created, content. We've web pages. Also, the links to other designers are on our page. You know, our website is really just ridiculous. Ministry is all over it. If you want to donate, so just contact us through that. And like I said, it's not just fashion. We have Christian artists who paint. We have Christian photographers, Christian musicians, Christian producers. Every single song that you heard on in Philadelphia Christian Fashion Week was a Christian artist or was an original piece by a Christian producer on the Fashion Week. There were no secular music. There were no secular beats. All of them done by Christian artists. And so we were like, you know how you always do like that, you know, you got to put on there, you do not own the rights to that music and all that other stuff. We were like, yo, we not doing that. So we're making our own music for every single project.
That's dope.
And so, yeah, so, and we're talking about Christian producers in the city, like Christian studios in the city, Christian beat makers. Like, we were not playing. We were making sure that everybody who we worked with, Christian photographers, Christian videographers, everybody in there represents Jesus Christ as their personal Savior.
Well, you know, me and Doc here, we know how to change clothes and walk down the runway. If you need us, wait a minute. I'm too short to model. Never mind.
But I do. I know we have to. I'm pretty sure the listeners want to know this. So, for anybody, what
right.
do you have a? What's your website? Do you provide tips on fashion? And if you could, real quick, if somebody. You know, wanted to go somewhere. Let's pick a setting, somewhere besides church. It can go ahead and
park.
Huh?
The park.
What would you recommend for, you know, somebody who wanted to go ahead and, you know, kind of do something out of the norm besides maybe a T-shirt and a pair of jeans? What would you recommend?
Before you answer that. Before you answer that, right after you answer that, go ahead and take the people into the call of salvation. You know how to do that because you used to be the host.
All right. I get to do call of salvation. All right. So, guys, if you are listening, we know that we can do all things through Christ. And some of you may be questioning, well, how do I do that? How do I do something through Christ? How do I obtain Christ? And it's so simple. It is as simple as a word. First of all, it is called a confession. And you have to believe that confession. You have to believe that Jesus Christ, one, died for your sins. And then he rose for your sins. And he became Lord of your life. And then you have to let him into your heart. You have to accept him. You have to say that, yes, I am a sinner. I know that I sinned. But I also know that he died for my sins. And because he rose, I am saved. Now, that is a choice. That is a decision. And that's something that all of us had to do. And we became stronger because we recognized that we were weak. And if you are out there and you're trying to figure out, well, how do I connect the dots? How do I feel whole? How do I get in a place where you know, I feel loved? It starts with just understanding that, one, you were loved so much that he died for your sins before you were even born, before you were even thought of by your parents. God says, I will die for you because I love you. And there is no greater love than somebody who's willing to lay down his life for you. So try Jesus. It is so simple. You've tried everything else. You've literally tried everything else. Why not try Jesus? So I pray right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because some soul decided to give their life to you. Somebody decided that you were going to be the head of their life. You were going to be their Lord and Savior. So, God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for every soul that has accepted you. God, we thank you for those who are listening because they are listening by faith. They are understanding that you that they can be a vessel wherever they are, that they can be a light wherever they are. So, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your people. We thank you that heaven is celebrating. Every soul has decided to accept you as their Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Now go ahead and answer the question.
All right. So for all those who are trying to figure out what to do for the fall, let's start with ladies. Ladies, boot cut, wide leg, genes are in, okay? So there used to be a time where the skinny leg genes for, like, the thing, they're still in, but the bootleg cut is very easy, and you can always do bootleg cut with a platform shoe for those women who are vertically challenged, who want to look a little taller, and then wear jeans to go with it. Get a platform, get a high croc or a high sneaker, because they have a platform sneaker out. Converse got really cheap, dope platform sneakers, and wear a distressed wide leg jean or the what they call the dad jeans, which is high waist jeans that are a little wider in the hip. They're very comfortable, and you don't got to do a lot of work to them. The next thing for young ladies that's in, y'all remember when Aaliyah used to rock the flannel shirt with the tank under? That is definitely a trend that's coming back. So you can always do that, a little flannel with a nice little fedora, which is a hat, to kind of rock with the flannel. That's a dope concept, and you can never go wrong with a denim jacket. I don't care what goes on, a denim jacket, a nice printed tee, or a low, I guess like a V-cut, always works. So that's something for the ladies, just remember that. Jeans, you can either go the dad jean, which is high-waisted, or you can go with the bootcut jean, always works. For the fellas, I would say get used to color. This fall, a lot of guys are, like, trying to figure out what to do. Go with some color. Greens, and not just in shirts, because men always go to different color shirts, different color pants. Go with a green, a burnt orange, a burgundy. Slacks always work. Khakis always, you know, not just slacks, because everybody want to do slacks now. Get a nice khaki, always work. Get a nice T-shirt, and then you can always do a zip-up jacket or a quarter-length trench. All right, so they have fitted quarter-length trench coats. They're a different design from your dad's old-school trench coat. It's something that you can just rock with a button-up. Get, like, a fitted quarter-length trench coat, a nice pair of shoes. I would suggest a pair of boat sneakers, like, you know, real comfortable sneakers, not your Nikes, something like a Aldo-type sneaker or a Steve Madden-type sneaker, or, you know, if you want to do something else like the Alexander McQueen, like, big sneaker, dad sneaker, always go with that. Or if you want to just keep it real simple, guys, distressed jeans always work. Not too much, just enough. A nice tucked-in V-neck T-shirt. And if you want to do now, because guys are kind of getting away from blazers, but they're still doing, like, the blazer look, get what is called a button-down jacket, which is a button with a regular collar, and it's a dressy-type situation, but it buttons all the way from the top to the bottom. It's still nice. You can get away with it. You can take the T-shirt off if you want to go all the way down casual, or if you want to still look like a little dressy, little, you know, you're still trying to get out. That always works too. So those are two looks for men and women if they're trying to get through the fall. You can never go wrong.
Well, we got 6 minutes left, so I want to turn it over to Pastor Toy, so she could come and give the announcements.
Uh-huh.
Are you there?
Where is she at?
Pastor Toy.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm sorry, I don't know what's going on with the switchboard, but the little blue thing was just a spinning and spinning and spinning. But we bless and thank God for Elder Elisha Cooper, Dr. Christmas, and our very own Reverend Arthur Burgess III. Now, before I do the announcement, do I have your permission to throw a couple of comments in there?
Yes, sure, ma'am.
Okay. First, for the record, Reverend Art, I want one of them shirts.
I got you.
Let me know. I want one of them. When I was looking at it on Facebook, I was like, oh, no, they didn't. I love that. And then I'm going to tell y'all to do it, so can't nobody get me for infringement rights. I want y'all to make up another one that says we can do all things through Christ, even rap. We can do all things through Christ, even draw. Like, y'all make every genre out there of things that, you know, us church folk make you feel like you can't use that talent God gave you because we can't understand what you're saying because you're talking fast when you rapping. That, you know, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on those. Yeah, well, yes, I did. I really do want one of them shirts, and I'm going to put that out there. Y'all need to go ahead and mark. You can do all things through Christ, even race cars. You can might want to be a race car driver. You can do all things through Christ, even ball. You might want to be a basketball player, football player.
Even bowling.
God gave you. Even vote, yes. We need to put that on there. So I just thank God for what God is doing. I really loved when Dr. Cooper brought to the forefront because I was getting ready to press one then, but when he said it for me, so I didn't have to. I'm sorry.
Yes,
Dr. Christmas,
you have to.
When Dr. Christmas made this statement that, you know, we get all dressed up for worship service, but our insides look like everything we turn our nose down to. I really loved when you said that. It brought me back years ago when we did a skit at the church with the youth ministry, and we said, who's really for Christ? And they did, you know, some folk came up dressed like bums, and some folk came up dressed up. And then at the end, we had a make-believe, you know, magnifying glass where we were looking through Christ's eyes, and it was amazing who was actually looked like what to God, but looked like something special to us. So I just bless God for this word tonight, the ministry tonight. By faith, we thank and bless God for the soul that we believe gave their life to Christ. We encourage you to find a Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. Until then, bless God. That is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Please join us tomorrow evening at 8:30 p.m. for By Faith We Good. Again, 8:30 p.m. tomorrow evening for By Faith We Good. And the host is Minister Bernard Morrow. You do not want to miss that man of God as he continues in the series on faith. So please join us tomorrow evening, 8:30, right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We invite you to follow us via our social media pages. We are on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to contact us via our webpage, which is www.pknradio.com. Again, www.pknradio.com, where we are blessed to broadcast gospel music 24 hours a day. You can also reach out to any and all of the hosts via our webpage, as well as contact us and let us know how we can continue to be a blessing to you. We thank and praise God for each and every listener this evening who joined in for this, our 1,519th episode. And Elder Elisha Cooper, the ministry is back in your hands.
Reverend Art, we want to say thank you again for coming back to be with us. I hope you enjoyed being on the other side of the desk.
We had so much fun. Before we close, I want to get this out. The next project we are working on is called It's My Story and I'm Telling It with my brother Jazza Hall. It is people who are telling their stories about coming out of same-sex lifestyle. So I just started this, so I'm about to get canceled because we're about to let people know that they don't have to stay there, that there are people who got out, and this is how they got out. So just wanted to promote that real quick and let people know that there is, if you choose, there is a way out, and we're going to allow people to tell their stories. That's it.
I think I saw Jazza post it. That's dope.
Yeah.
Thank you again for coming. Thank you, Dr. Christmas, for being our co-host again.
Amen. Thank you for having me.
You have been hired to be the co-host of the show.
Lord have mercy.
Our next show on October 28th, our guest is Sister Phaedra Anderson, and the theme for that show is I Survived Too, domestic violence from a from the surviving child's perspective. Thank you for listening in. Blessings and favors until next time. God bless you all.
Jesus led. He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. I will not lose. Never want to pin you down. I will not lose. He saved me.